Good morning. We're learning Chayadam Klam and Gimel, and we're looking at Siman Yud Beis. So we mentioned some of these ideas earlier, but here the Chayadam addresses them directly. Hodam Rin the Brichos Hamotzi Pateras Hakol. So this halacha that saying Hamotzi at the beginning of the meal includes all the foods is Dafka Kisaroitzo Lechol Pas. If the person is interested in eating bread, so he wants to eat the bread, and then once he wants to eat the bread, the other foods are considered secondary to the bread. Alameno writes a lechol pas. He's not really interested in eating bread, but his purpose is, you know what? Why not wash? Say hamoitzi. I'll be able to bench and I'll also be able to cover all the foods. So it comes out his primary purpose of eating bread is not to eat the bread. The primary purpose of eating the bread is to be a vehicle to cover all of the other foods. So over there, it doesn't cover the other foods, because the whole idea is that the other foods become secondary to the bread, because once a person's eating bread, he's hungry. Bread is considered the staff of life. It's the primary food that you eat when you're hungry. And all the other foods are considered to be, and the drinks are considered to be an accompaniment to the bread. But if you're not really interested in eating bread, so then they're not an accompaniment to the bread. So then over there, if you're eating it for the purpose of pattering all of the other foods, it does not patter all the other foods. And if the person just eats a small amount of bread, less than a kazayas, so that's going to be, the bread really shouldn't cover everything else. So the best thing over here is not to eat bread, and you'll make a bracha and everything. Now the chayyadim sounds like you're saying it's a suffix. Mishabur also sounds like he's saying it's going to be a language of Suffolk. It could be even so the bread patters, because Chazal set it up like this, so it's a Suffolk. But Immersion in the Tshuva says that a person eats less than a kazayas, varai, the bread does not patter the other foods. A person would eat less than a kazayas of bread, he needs to make a bracha rishona on all of the foods that he's eating during the meal. We mentioned, when we spoke about this before, we mentioned that this comes up, a common case where this comes up, is you have in some schools that they want all of the kids to bench after lunch. So they, from a kinder perspective, they have this idea that everybody should wash and all the kids should bench. So some kids are not really in the mood of eating bread. So they just eat a minimal amount of bread. And then they do not make a bracha rishon of all the other foods, and then they bench. Well, they have not eaten a kazayas, they can't bench, and they need a bracha rishon on all the other foods. So it would be really questionable to have such a practice. But the Chayyadim continues and says, the exception to this, so he's saying, even if you eat a kazayas, but if your purpose is not so much the bread, you're really not really in the mood of eating bread, your real goal is just to eat other foods. So it does not pass to the other foods. Even if you eat a kazayas, you're saying kolshkin if you eat less than a kazayas. But even if you eat a kazayas, it's going to be a problem. But he says by Shabbos and Yomtiv, that's not true. And Lord by Shabbos and Yomtiv, shemachuyav lechol kazayas pas. Over there, the person has to eat bread. He has to eat at least a kazayas. Havidav rechoshav, and therefore that kazayas that he eats is choshav. It has a significance to it. Shoz al pishein rasera lechol pas. He's not really in the mood of eating bread. He enjoys the cholent and all the liver and all those other foods, and the bread he's eating because he has to wash, because that's the halacha, you have to wash. But the bread is not, they're not there to accompany the bread, the cholent is to be the cholent. He says, no, once, mikol macham kimen shum mitzvah, nasa kemoisha kevesa dosa lapas, upaitarakot. But since he has to wash, that's the mitzvah to wash, he has to wash, so that becomes the primary element of the meal. And everything else is considered tofel to it, even though that's not his primary personal intent, that we don't look at that. Now, just one point that we heard, the Chayyadim says a person has to eat a kazayas on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's actually, there is an opinion that he has to eat a kebeya, preferably a person should eat more than a kebeya. If a person finds it difficult, he can rely on the opinion that a kazayas is sufficient. Preferably a person should eat the size of kebeya v'oid for the Shabbos meal for two reasons. One is because we saw in other areas that a kebeya or less of bread is considered a snack, not a meal. The mitzvah here is to be kaveya suda. So kaveya suda requires more than a kaveya. And number two, with regards to the bracha of Alan Tzilas Yadayim, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that a person does not eat less than a kaveya. He does not say the bracha of Alan Tzilas Yadayim. So a person washes and says Alan Tzilas Yadayim, only eats a kazayas. So according to Shulchan Aruch, he should not have done that. The Gruah paskins, you make a bracha of Alan Tzilas Yadayim even for a kazayas a pas. So there's what to rely on, at least to make a bracha in that situation, but preferably a person should eat at least a kebeya. The size of a kebeya, we mentioned multiple times, if a person takes a slice of rye bread from the bakery, two-pound rye bread that you get from a bakery, and takes a slice from the middle of the loaf, so one slice is a kebeya, and half of that slice is the size of a kazayas, assumed the size of a kazayas in halacha. So a person's eating that amount of equivalent of by volume of challah or roll, whatever it is, so then the person can without any question, can say Alma Tzilas Yadayim. A person's eating less than that, a person preferably should try and have somebody else be moitzi them on the Alma Tzilas Yadayim, or make sure that he eats a larger amount. Have a good day.